It's GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. So when I was thinking about how to introduce this interview, I thought I'd highlight some of the cases of Black people killed by police in recent years. But if I were to do that, it would take too long, because the list is long. Atatiana Jefferson, Botham Jean, and Michael Brown are just a few of the names that represent a violent reality for millions of Black people in America. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump has been on the forefront of the issue. He's represented the families of Botham Jean, Trayvon Martin, and Michael Brown, among others. And now he's written a book. It's called Open Season: Legalized Genocide of Colored People. He recently joined me in our GPB studio to tell me why he used the term genocide in the title of his book.
When we say genocide, we are saying, look at the ways they're killing us. And the worst part about it is they're doing it with the law that is supposed to protect us. People of color get the most of injustice and the least of justice, and it's killing us softly every day. And when you look at the United Nations definition of genocide, an act or acts in whole or in part with the intent to kill a group based on national, ethnic, racial, or religious beliefs. Just like the great Paul Robeson and W.B. Du Bois said back when they wrote the famous petition, we charge genocide against the government for killing Negro people in America. Mm-hmm. When you look at the data, how can you say they're not killing us in a genocidal situation like they did in the 40s, but they're doing it in a more sophisticated way in 2019.
I want to talk to you a little bit about white privilege, because there are people that will hear you that are white that will say, you know, I don't understand. I have not had that experience. I haven't lived that life. And I don't even want to talk about it because it makes me uncomfortable. So how are you having that conversation with people?
You know, this book, Open Season, is an attempt to hold a mirror to America's face and to say, you got to acknowledge the discrimination and the racism embedded in every institution of governance in America. And that even if you didn't own slaves, even if you're not discriminatory towards people of color, if you're not doing anything about it, then you still are allowing your white privilege to exist. Because as Dr. King said, you can't be a good person or call yourself moral and see injustice or see evil and look the other way.
So how do we begin to change things, to kind of right the ship?
We have to first make sure our children are more intelligent than those who will seek to oppress them. And then we have to reimagine incarceration. We have to reimagine the whole reason why we rely on this prison industrial complex. And I think we do that by explaining to them that Black and brown people, we are not your enemy. Mm-hmm. We are not the people who you have to worry about overtaking you. We can help save America. You need to be trying to make sure we get college degrees, that we have very intellectually based workforce so we can compete with all these other countries who are educating their people versus incarcerating their people. And that is the solution. That's how we overcome this legalized genocide in America. We hold a mirror to America's face and say, America, we can do better.
Why did you get into law? Why did you do it?
When I was in the fourth grade, when we finally got around to integrating the schools in rural North Carolina, we went to the white school with the little white children that had the best facilities, best books and everything. And it was profound, because I did learn that racism is a taught phenomenon. It is not a natural phenomenon, because us little Black boys and girls went immediately and started making friends with the little white boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And I remember this young white girl walked over with a young Black girl who lived in the government housing projects. The young white girl said, I'm going to buy her lunch. And she took that $100 bill. And it was profound to me, because my mother worked two jobs, and it would take a whole week for her to make $100. Mm-hmm. But yet this little 10-year-old white girl had a $100 bill that she said she got as her allowance. We didn't believe her, but to prove it, that it was her money and she could do anything she wanted with it, mm-hmm. she said she'll buy all of us lunch. And she did. On the bus ride home, going back across the tracks, I remember saying, I wonder why some people in certain communities have it so good and certain people in other communities have it so bad. And I remember my mother told me the reason we got to go to the new white school with the new books and the new facilities in the white community was because of Thurgood Marshall and Brown versus the Board of Education. And I said, from that moment, I'm going to be like Thurgood Marshall to try to make it better for people in my community and people who look like me. And I still strive to do that every day I wake up.
Do you ever get tired? I mean, you are going from case to case, dealing with quite difficult things.
Yeah, you do get tired. But then I think about Thurgood Marshall and I think about lawyers before us mm-hmm. who did so much more than us. And then I think about what we're fighting for. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I think about her future. And I think this is what we're fighting for, and they're worth the fight. Mm-hmm. I will say this, Ben Franklin said that democracy is like two wolves and a lamb mm-hmm. voting on what to have for lunch. But he said liberty is making sure that the lamb is well armed to protest that vote. And so, you know, with this yes. book, we're trying to make sure these young lambs and communities of color are well armed to protest this school-to-prison pipeline, this voter suppression, these Jim Crow stand-your ground laws, this environmental racism, because we got to make sure our children are more intelligent than those who will seek to oppress them. That's the only way we can win this war.
Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump is the author of the book Open Season, which is available now. And you can find video highlights of our interview at gpbnews.org. It's GPB.